Fraser Rogers now joined by Cougars defenseman and Philadelphia Flyers draft pick Ethan Sampson. And Ethan, first, how does that sound when you hear that Philadelphia Flyers draft pick?
It's amazing. It's just to have my name heard by an NHL team in the background and being involved with that has been something I've dreamed of since I was a little kid. It's a super exciting feeling to have.
Has it sunk in yet? Have you had a moment to take it all in since you saw your name pop up there on the screen this afternoon?
Yeah, it's been surreal, to be honest, but it's finally starting to settle in, and I've realized that it's only the beginning now. As even as exciting as I am, it's the work is just starting.
Tell us how you followed the draft and what the reaction was like when you saw your name chosen there by the Flyers.
It was just my immediate family and my grandma, and we were just hanging out at my house. We were watching it in our backyard, and my name just popped up on the screen, and I think everyone just kind of took a sec to realize it was my name, and then we all jumped up and down, and it was really exciting.
You talked about it on Twitter there with your tweet, thanking your coaches, but also your parents. How special was it just to share that moment with mom and dad in the backyard?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's something they've been helping me with since I was little, whether it was driving me places to get extra training or just do everything or talk to me about what I want to do with hockey and all that. So it was really special to get to share that with them when they've done so much for me to get me to where I am.
A moment ago, you just talked about this is just the beginning for you, the first step in a long process. Have you talked to Philadelphia's management today? And if so, what were they talking to you about?
I had a brief talk with their player development coach, and he just said they're going to try and have a development camp in the end of August, but they're just not too sure right now with COVID and everything. So I'm on standby until I get any confirmation on what will happen with that.
Can you talk about this being just, you know, a very memorable day for you and your family? You seem like you're pretty grounded too as well about the whole process, and you made that point that it's the first of a long process here. What is your goals now going forward that you're drafted? Does this give you a little bit more juice going into next season?
Yeah, I think it really helps motivate me for next season to make sure I'm bringing it all the time to the ice and to the workouts and all around, just to try and better myself as a player and a person and be able to push myself to make it to that next step of being a professional hockey player.
How was the wait today? Because it was such a long process. Round two was about 5 hours by the time the sixth round rolled around. What was that wait like for you following that draft from your home in Delta?
It was a lot. I tried not to pay too much attention to it, but we just had it on in the TV in the back, and I was just trying to just keep it as a normal day for the most part, just hang out with my family and stuff like that and not stress too much, because like everyone has told me, if it's not the end of the world, if it doesn't happen, it's not the only way to try and make it to that pro hockey level. So try not to stress too much.